With elections heating up, talk of a tax freeze is approaching boiling point. Assembly Speaker John Guard says caps on government spending will be Republicans' main priority next session.
We are unified, we are determined, and we intend to take this agenda up right out of the box next session and prove that once again creating jobs is job number one in the Wisconsin State Legislature.
A statewide group for small companies says some of the Republican ideas might spark job growth, but Wayne Corey of Wisconsin Independent Business isn't sure how a tax freeze on local governments will get more people working.
I'm not quite sure that I put a connection between freezing property taxes and creating jobs, but I understand we're also a few weeks from an election.
Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald freely admits their legislative agenda is designed to win over voters and firm up the GOP majority in the legislature.
Certainly some of the items that I think you'll see listed as a part of our 100-day agenda match up with what we're hearing on the street from our challenger candidates as well as the incumbents.
The tax freeze is just one of several ideas Republicans are dusting off, hoping to reintroduce next session as part of their jobs creation plan. They'll also try to pass health savings accounts. Critics say it's a tax break for the healthy and wealthy and could result in fewer companies offering insurance to employees. Governor Jim Doyle vetoed health savings accounts. He also rejected a tax freeze, which is why Republicans are laying the groundwork for a public vote on the issue in 2007. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.